Wounds from a friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. In the end, people appreciate frankness more than flattery. You're not just kissing up to people, but you love them enough to say, you got spinach in your teeth. Okay? You love them enough to say, this is not right. Now, again, this is why you need a small group. Because one of the ways God speaks is through a group of other people around you close enough to speak into your life.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called, Can You Hear Me Now? In these lessons, we'll learn how to truly discern the Lord's voice in the midst of a world full of distractions. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a powerful tool that will help you get answers to life's most difficult questions. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called, How God Talks to You.
Now, God tells us that He wants to talk to us. In fact, the Bible is full and full of examples, hundreds of examples of God's talking to people. In fact, if God didn't talk to people, we wouldn't have this book, the Bible. The whole reason we've got this is God spoke to people, told them to write it down, and they did over a period of thousands of years, and now we have the Bible to read what God had said to those people and wanted to say to us. Now, in the Bible, God uses many, many different ways to communicate. Obviously, God is God. He can communicate anyone. If He wanted to communicate through a light bulb, He could do that because He is God, so He can choose any way He wants to. And many of the ways in the Bible are quite spectacular, and some of them are actually pretty bizarre. But He spoke in many different ways. He spoke to Moses through a burning bush. He spoke to a guy named Jacob through an angel. He spoke to the entire nation of Israel through a cloud. In fact, one time He spoke to a man named Balaam through a donkey. I mean, imagine that, a jackass. Now, that might surprise you. Somebody say, well, does God ever do that today? Every week at Saddleback. Still, God does that today. It's pretty bizarre, but Job chapter 33 in the top of your outline, God speaks in different ways, but we don't always recognize His voice. Circle the phrase different ways. God has many, many different ways that He speaks to us. He's not limited to any single way. The problem is we often don't recognize it. We don't realize that it's God talking through that person or whatever it is, talking to us. And so we have to work on the perception issue. Now, this morning, we're going to look at six of the ways that God wants to speak to you. These are not the only way. They're far more than these six. But these are six very, very common ways that God speaks to us.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called How God Talks to You from our series called Can You Hear Me Now? The second half of today's study is coming up next.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away. You can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Today we're going to look at five ways God wants to speak to you. Number one, God speaks to us through the Bible. Now, we start with this one intentionally because it is the number one way that God speaks to us, through His Word. You know, there are a lot of people who say, I want God to send me a fax. You know, I want Him to just write it in the sky what He wants me to do. God is not going to write it in the sky. He's already written it in a book. It's called the Bible. And the reason we have the Bible is because God has already spoken over thousands of years, and people, God told them to write it down, and they did. He's already written it to you, and God never shuts His mouth till you shut the Bible. And if you're never opening the Bible, if you're never reading this book, God isn't talking to you very much. Because the number one way He speaks to us, everything you need for life is already here in this book. Look at what the Bible says, 2 Timothy 3:16. Let's read it aloud together. Everything in the Scriptures is God's Word. All of it is useful for teaching and helping people and for correcting them and showing them how to live. Why did God give us the Bible? There are four reasons: to teach us, to help us, to correct us, and to show us how to live. Now, I want you to circle the phrase everything and the phrase all of it. It says everything in the Bible is God's Word, and all of it is useful. That means it's 100% reliable, and it's 100% practical, and you can use it in your life. Now, some of the parts of the Bible are hard to understand. Some of the parts you go, now, why did he say that? And some of the parts you have to study, but it's all there for a reason. And what's the reason? To help you. And so the problem is not that it's not helpful, it's that you just don't understand it. It is all there for a reason, even the parts that don't make sense to you. And the Bible says everything in the Scripture is God's Word. I don't know if you saw the Diane Sawyer interview of Mel Gibson a few weeks ago. We played a little bit of it a couple weeks ago. And one of the questions she asked was, do you really believe all of that's taught in the Bible is God's Word? Like, boy, that'd be a big surprise. And Mel goes, well, of course I do. I believe it's all. You either got to believe all or nothing. If you only believe part of it is God's Word, you got a real problem, because who's going to determine it? You? All of a sudden, you are setting yourself up as the judge. Well, I believe this part. I don't like that part, so we'll rip that out. I believe this part. I don't like that part. What are you doing? You're setting yourself up as the decision maker on what's true and what's not. I'm not going to be the judge of God. He is the judge of me. And He says in the Bible, all of it is true and all of it is useful. As I said, God never shuts His mouth till you shut this book. This is why a daily time with God is so important. Even if it's just 5 minutes, where you say, I'm going to sit down and 5 minutes a day, I'm going to read the Bible and I'm going to let it speak to me every day. And I'm going to stop and think about it, and I will talk back to God in prayer. And that way, God has my undivided attention for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever a day. And He's got my attention, and then I can let Him speak to me. Why is that important? Look at the next verse. Your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. The Bible says that it is a flashlight for life. It's a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. Now, it's not a high-intensity beam that's going to show you the next 3 years of your life. Some of you want to know all that's going to happen in the future. God's never going to show you that because it'd freak you out. It'd scare you to death. And so you may go try to find all the future in your life. You're wasting your time. Nobody knows the future. Nobody, except God. And God's not going to share with you all the future, because He wants you to walk by faith day by day. Now, when you have a flashlight, it doesn't show way far ahead. It shows you the next step. And God says, this is the flashlight for life. And you take one step, and then you take another step, and you take another, and He gives you just enough light for each day. That's what the Bible's for. It's not to lay out your whole life, because you're not ever going to figure that out. That wouldn't require faith. Now, what you need to do is you need to go get a Bible in a modern translation without all of these and the thous so you can understand it. I would recommend the New Living Translation. You could get it out here at the book table, or you can go to a Christian bookstore. Just go, if you don't have a Bible, we'll give you one free. Go over to the Fresh Start with God, and we'll give you a table. A book. I'll give you the table. Did I say I'd give you a table? I'll throw that in free, but wait, we'll add the Ginzu knives. But wait, you'd expect, no, to pay $19.95. We'll give you a Bible for free, and then go start over in the New Testament. That's the part that tells the most about Jesus, and just start reading a little bit of it every day. And then get in a Bible study small group, and we have thousands of small groups here at Saddleback Church. You can get in to study the Bible. Why? Because it's the first way God speaks, through His Word.
There's a second way that God speaks to all of us. In your notes, the Bible tells us that God speaks to us through gifted teachers. It's what the Bible talks about over in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 when it says, Christ gifted some to be apostles, prophets, missionaries, pastors, and teachers. And look at why. Why does God gift people to be teachers? So that His people would learn to serve His, and His body would grow strong. Now here's the question. How do you know if when somebody's talking, they have this gift from God to be a teacher? Here's how you know. You can tell it every time. You know it if when that person is teaching, there comes a moment when you feel like God is speaking directly to me. I'm the only person in the room. I mean, it's like they are just focused right on me. Anybody ever felt that way? You know what I'm talking about? That's when you know that that gift is working, when that happens, because God is. In that moment, God has something to say to you. It's exactly what we pray for as teachers here at Saddleback every week. There's no way in a crowd this size we could know the needs of everybody that's here. And so we pray and we say, God, we don't know who's going to be there and the things that happened in their lives this last week, but You do. And so somehow, would You give us something we don't have, the ability to say something to these people that are going to be here this weekend that helps to meet a need in their lives? And God does that, and that's how that gift works, that gift of teaching. There is a test that all of us need to put to this particular gift, and it's in Romans chapter 12, verse 6, where the Bible talks to teachers and says, God in His kindness gave each of us different gifts. If your gift is speaking God's Word, make sure that what you say agrees with the faith. If somebody's got the gift of teaching, it's going to agree with the Bible. I don't care how convincing someone is. I don't care how much emotion they can rise up in you. If they are not agreeing with what the Bible says, it's not the gift of teaching. I'm not talking about the ability to give good logic. I'm not talking about the ability to give a good speech or tell a good story. I'm talking about God speaking to you through what somebody is saying. It's what 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13 talks about when it says, we don't speak in words taught by human wisdom. This is something different. We speak in words taught by the Spirit as we explain spiritual truths to those who have the Spirit. I got to tell you, one thing I pray before every time speaking is, Lord, help me to remember the things that You want remembered and help me to forget the things that You don't want said. And I even pray for you. Lord, help them all to remember the things that You want remembered and help them to forget the stupid things that I might say. Because you see, the truth is, it's about God speaking to us, not about what some human being is saying. That's what's important. Now, am I saying that God speaks through human teachers like myself, like Pastor Rick? Absolutely, I'm saying that. Now, it amazes me that He does. Probably more of Pastor Rick than myself, but it does amaze me that He does. Probably one of those stupid things that I'm hoping you'll forget. It amazes me that He does, but He does. Why? Because He cares about you, and He loves you. And so He will use people who teach the Bible to help us to understand His truth.
So God speaks, first of all, through His Word, the Bible. Second, He speaks through gifted teachers. Number three, God speaks through godly friends and family. Godly friends and family, particularly if they're believers, He has an easier way to talk through them to you. Now, this one we often discount because often we ignore those who are closest to us, or we dismiss what they have to say, or we discount it, or we devalue it because, well, you know, you're just my mom, or you're just my dad, or you're my brother, you're my sister, you're just a friend. And we don't realize that God actually puts people around you and then puts ideas into their mind to say things to you all the time. And you need to be careful about that, because God is often speaking to you through godly friends and family members. Notice this verse, Proverbs 12, 26. The godly give wise advice to their friends. The wicked lead them astray. Now, we all have blind spots. Some of us have bald spots, but all of us have blind spots. And you have things in your life that you're never going to see that need to be corrected in your life. And God puts people around you to tell you the truth. Everybody needs somebody in their life who loves them enough to tell them the truth. Do you have anybody like that in your life? Do you have any godly friends who don't just shine you on, don't just tell you what you want to hear, but they love you enough to level with you? They love you enough to point it out, say, you know what, you're blowing it right now. You're making a big mistake. You're full of pride. You're going the wrong direction. If you don't have anybody in your life who has the permission to get in your face, I pity you. It means that you're making a lot of stupid mistakes that are unnecessary, because none of us see it all clearly. I couldn't tell you the number of mistakes that I have avoided because I listened to the advice of my wife, or Pastor Tom, or Pastor Glenn, or Pastor Lance, or Forrest, or any of the other guys. I've got about a dozen people in my life who have permission to get in my face and say, I don't care if you are the Pastor Saddleback, you're blowing this. You're wrong. You need to think. Have you ever thought about this? And if you don't have anybody in your life who loves you enough to do that, you need to get them in your life. You need to get somebody there with you who will help you in those times. And you need to be that kind of person. Are you a friend to anybody like that? If you don't do that in people's lives, you're not much of a friend. If you just let people get away with it and you see them making mistakes and stuff like that, and you don't say, hey, what are you doing? Do you realize how this looks to everybody else? Then you have a problem. Now, to all of you who are in a small group, and that's most of you now, I would say I cannot overemphasize this. One of the primary benefits of a small group is feedback and counsel. You get people in your life who you get to know so well that you can trust them, and they have permission to speak into your life, and you have permission to speak into theirs, because you've earned it and you've proven that you love them. There is no trust without truth, and there is no truth without trust. You're not going to tell somebody the truth unless they trust you, and vice versa. Now, if all you do in your small group is get together once a week, and that's the only time you see each other, you're not going to develop very much of a trust. You just have to spend more time together. You need to do some fun things together. You need to go to the movies together, go to the beach together, go over to people's house and get to know each other. Shoot, our small group went on vacation together. That helps you build relationships. And so when you get to know people and you build some godly friends in your life who love you and know you, know your strengths and know your weaknesses, and you know theirs, that protects you so much from so many mistakes in life. It is an invaluable way that God speaks. Now, if you don't ever read the Bible, and if you don't ever listen to godly teachers at church or in a Bible study, and if you're not in a small group where friends who have that ability to do it, God is missing a lot of chances to speak to you. And you need to do that in your life. You see, this is why God hates pride so much. Did you know that the worst sin is not adultery? It is not murder. It is not abortion. It is not homosexuality. The worst sin is pride. Pride. The middle letter of sin is I. And what's wrong with pride? Well, one of the reasons it's bad is it makes me defensive and unteachable. Who are you to tell me? You work on your own life. A person doesn't have to have a life perfect for them to point out something in your life. And when we're prideful, we build up these walls, we keep people far away, and then we can't hear God's voice speaking through other people. Look at this next verse. Proverbs 12, 15. Stupid people always think they are right. That's a good verse for the refrigerator door. Now, don't put it on your husband's mirror. put it on your side. Stupid people think they're always right. Wise people listen to advice. God wants to use you to help others grow, and God will speak through you, but it takes courage. And God wants to speak through other people to you, and that takes humility. Some of you, you know somebody, you've got a friend or a relative or a husband or father or brother or sister or somebody you work with, and they are headed down the wrong path, and you know it. You can see it as clear as day. They're getting involved in an affair, or they're getting involved in some kind of addiction, or they're walking away from the Lord, or they're doing something that's just messing up their life, and you can see it, and you have kept your mouth zipped, and you have said nothing, and you've been a coward, and you have kept silent, and you have not loved them enough to speak truth in their lives. And as a result, you've used the 21st century cop-out, "It's none of my business." Well, it is your business if you love them. Love cares. And if you care, you'll be aware and you'll dare to share. That's love. Love says, "I love you enough as a friend to not let you do this. Don't blow your life. Don't walk into that relationship. Don't. I care enough, and I will risk the relationship because I love you." And when you do that, God will speak through you. And God will speak to others, to you, in the same way. If you love them, it is your business. That's why the Bible says in Psalm Proverbs 27, verse 6, "Wounds from a friend are better than many kisses from an enemy." In the end, people appreciate frankness more than flattery. You're not just kissing up to people, but you love them enough to say, "You got spinach in your teeth." Okay? You love them enough to say, "This is not right. This is not right." Now, again, this is why you need a small group, because one of the ways God speaks is through a group of other people around you close enough to speak into your life.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again and to find out more about this ministry, or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? Well, in his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you'll discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or just call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You ever find yourself asking the question, "Why is this happening to me? Why does this have to be so difficult?" You know, the thing is, God never intended for life on earth to be perfect. This is not heaven, this is earth. And God put us here to teach us a lot of things, even in the middle of our pain and problems and difficulties. And one of the things He wants to teach us the most is how to love Him and how to love other people. That prepares you for heaven. You see, God loves you and God is for you. So when things get difficult, keep your focus on the love of God. Just say to yourself, "God loves me." And say it over and over until you start to let it sink in. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. And join me again next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.